Oh. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents. That's Luke. I'm Brian. I've taken a minute, and I'm letting... Oh, that's very nice. There's Two Skinny Jays. A wonderful, wonderful band. These are not the droids you're looking for. It's a song's called...
Mind Trick.
It's an old Jedi mind trick. Yeah. But they're fun. They're fun. They're hip-hop. They're fun. They wear Mork outfits sometimes when they are performing. Pretty darn awesome.
Awesome.
Just want to let you know how important this semantics argument is to the craziness that is on the right. Several right-wing people have asked, including right-wing legislatures, have asked for resignation of the WEC.
Yeah, we were laughing that as we went through the Wheeler Report earlier today, kind of preparing for today's show, it was like every second or third, or even more frequently sometimes, we had individuals saying, calling on Megan Wolf and all the commissioners of the Wisconsin Elections Commission to resign.
Yeah. Now, so we're in politics and we talk this stuff all the time, and we're familiar with the name Megan Wolf, you know. But if you went up to most any Wisconsinite, most people aren't going to know Megan Wolf.
Nope.
And I'm not saying that's a good or bad thing. I'm just saying she's not like a renowned person, right?
Right. Well, most people can't even tell you who their state legislators are.
And
Megan Wolf is the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner.
Yeah.
She's not the commissioner. She's the director of the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Yeah. I have a statement from them in just a minute here. So we also have podcasts, right? On Devil Radio 92.7 FM. If you go to Devil Radio 92.7 FM, you can
find... No FM. DevilRadio927.com.
DevilRadio927.com. DevilRadio927.com. You can find podcasts of any show that we have done here for the last forever.
Yep.
It's up there.
Very
it's still
expansive
up there.
Podcast library.
If you're missing something, let me know. Leave a comment. And in fact, that's what most of the comments are. And like we say all the time, we wear a lot of different hats. And sometimes we listen to the comments or read the comments and approve or disapprove comments that go on there. And there's not a lot of comment traffic because a lot of our listeners are live. They listen right now. And you can join us on the phones or on text 844-967-2789. But some people listen to the podcast and go back there and whatever. My point is that there's not much interaction. But today, out of nowhere... I found a comment on there, and I get alerted when the comments come up there. Somebody took the time to took the time to go back into our archives and find our interview with Megan Wolf.
From what year?
2018.
Wow.
We had an interview with her in 2018, the Devils did, and left a comment on there.
So you're telling me that somebody in all this kind of... dusted up rage, like not really.
Literally, there's no specific alleged any impropriety, like other than it looks maybe bad.
There was not a consistent message coming out from our Wisconsin state legislature. Because let's be clarified,
that was purposeful.
They decided not to give direction in the midst of a pandemic. They could have came into a special session.
Asked for it.
It was asked for by Governor Evers. They could have came into special session and determined what the best practices were for absentee voting during a pandemic. And that did not occur.
No. There was so much confusion during the middle of it, during the spring election.
Court cases. It was a back and forth court case. It was, oh, should we delay the election? No, we can't delay the election. How do we vote safely? Oh, you're perfectly safe to go out. All that stuff.
There was a week where you didn't have to sign any of the absentee ballots.
Yeah, because there were judges that were literally, we were all flying by the seat of our pants because the world was shutting down because COVID-19 was coming and we did not know how to address it.
And the legislature refused to act.
And then
again,
after April 1st, so from April 1st all the way through to the fall primary and the fall general in November of last year, the legislature chose not to come to session and determine and say how the state should go about this process. And so they left it up to the courts and the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And without clarity, there's not a whole lot of recourse that you can do after the fact. You can go in and try to preemptively determine how to address this problem. But if you don't, you have to leave it up to the decision makers that are working through this process, which was the Elections Commission. And so this person is now enraged 11 months later.
Yeah.
And they go and they go to devilradio927.com. Uh-huh. They search our podcast library. They find out that Megan Wolf appeared on a podcast with the Devil's Advocates in 2018.
Or maybe was searching for Megan Wolf and that's what popped up, which is great. Maybe. I'm glad that we have that type of traffic.
I hope that's
I encourage you all to go and listen to this.
Yeah.
But judging by the comment, I don't think that this troll actually listened to the podcast because it was only two words. Cheating B. Mm. Really in-depth? No, it's a really in-depth study. And that's really what I appreciate about the right is the way that they take the time to like really articulate their point of view by saying like S-libs and...
Democrats cheat.
Yeah, stuff like that. Like really, really, really well thought out and, you know, well argued points that they always have.
I know you are, but what am I? That's what we
it's
get a lot
really
of our
texts. And what I like is hearing the and the voices because it's really great. But the thing is, it's again, it reminds me of when you were kids and running around the houses just kind of shooting at, man, I'm... Pew, 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 pew. Man, if I only had something really to go after. And then you kind of have something in your head. Next thing you know, you're beating up on the kid in the neighborhood. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wait, that's exactly what's happening with you're trying to make up some situation where you get to go and get mad about something or you get to go and have some sort of reaction. But it's based on nothing but make-believe. You're insinuating that there's an issue. You're insinuating that there's a problem, and you're trying to pin it on something or someone, and every single attempt just becomes dumber and dumber and costs the taxpayers money.
Oh, costing the taxpayers a lot of money. How much do you think these legal memos are just that are constantly the dueling memos?
Oh, they're
these lawyers are
charging.
Paid.
I got to be charging by the hour for
yeah, a couple hundred
couple
bucks
seconds.
An hour easily. And so yeah, this is not dueling memos. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We'd love to hear your conversation or your tangent on this conversation. 844-967-2789. We're gonna dive more into what's going on in Racine as well after the break.
Yeah.